the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And we actually have a tremendous, a spectacular, a stupendous game here on Thursday Night Football that is not worth a five-finger pour of the love juice. Okay, maybe it is, because my bartender is liberal with the dishings out here at Casa de Evans, Lundy. But we got Rams, we got Seahawks, and a game that promises, we hope, fingers and toes crossed, to have a ton of scoring. So give me a pick on the side, give me a pick on the total. The Rammies laying the 2.5 on the road up there in the Great Northwest with a total of now 54 after 54.5 open. So what do you got for me, hombre?
Well, I've been on the Rams from the very beginning. I think this is, we bounce back and we do it at the expense of the lovely flannel wearing friends up in the Northwest. So I'm going 31-21 for a final. I think the Rams win it. I think they win it by double figures. And so I'm going to roll with a 10-point victory there. I'll tell you that the total, obviously my total, my projection right there comes in on the under of the 54.5. But I probably am not a big fan of this total because I could see some sort of a late game field goal somewhere screwing me. you know, Seattle's coming down the field. They kick a field goal to try to then go for the onside kick, something stupid like that, right? And it goes from being a from 31-21 to like 31-24. So I think that 54.5 probably hurts me a little bit. If I were doing a same game parlay, I would probably pick a total a little bit higher and then play it under, buy myself an extra couple of points just in case. But I think the Rams win this and win it convincingly.
I disagree. I'm actually going to go with the Seattle and the plus 2.5. I consulted the Black Hole Sun up there in Seattle, and that's what the Black Hole Sun told me. Take the Seahawks and the points. I got a 20.
Black Hole. Son.
Won't you come? Won't you come? 24-23. So I'm going to go just under. I think the one of the final plays of the game that's going to push the Rammies over the top, a Stafford to Bob Woods touchdown to get the Rams the win on the money line, but Seattle the cover there, and the under, of course, prevailing as well. And of course, we're just getting warmed up here on the Fade the Noise podcast. Let's get to it. Bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, props, and more player props. Let's go ahead and dive in right now. Oh, what a quinky dink. Robert Woods, who I just mentioned, will score the game-winning touchdown. That is my fearless forecast. Where do you stand on this one? Over or under 58.5 receiving yards, minus 110 at FanDuel on the over, and that's where I'm stacking my chips. Squeaky wheel gets the grease, my man, and Robert Woods is expected to take on a larger role after Sean McVay said, we got to get him going. If you look at the underlying numbers, the advanced analytics are puke-inducing. Wide receiver 45 in total air yards. Wide receiver not so nice, 69 in catchable target rate. Wide receiver 60 in yards per route run, and he's only seen 18.7% of the target share. No Trey Flowers expected in the secondary for Seattle tonight, which means Sidney Jones will be the primary adversary of Robert Woods in coverage. And Sidney Jones in 50 snaps last week only surrendered a perfect passer rating to his assignments at 158.3. So I think Robert Woods will be the fifth wideout to go over this 58.5 receiving yards number against Seattle this season. So fade or follow, Robert Woods over 58.5 receiving yards, minus 110 at FanDuel.
I love this prop. Why is this not number one on the board? this is one that I absolutely am. I love this prop. Watching exactly what Seattle, I think, will give up to Woods, knowing the fact that he's got this great quarterback now. I mean, we've seen exactly what having a really good quarterback has done for these Rams receivers that we already knew was good. Now we're seeing the addition of the quarterback. So yes, you might have this one at number five, my man, but this one climbs a lot closer to number one for me.
Oh, a whole lot of good Woods on tap in prime time.
Number four.
All right, from the number two option of the LA Rams to the number two option of the Seattle Seahawks, Tyler Lockett. Here is the line, 5.5 catches, and it's pretty much universal across all legal sports. Sportsbook. That is indeed the line. And I am hammering the under on this one, minus 135 at Caesars Sportsbook. Now, you look at the LA Rams, middle of the pack in terms of fantasy points allowed to the wide receiver position. They've given up 7.23 pass yards per attempt. But you look at Tyler Lockett, man, it is once again that stomach-churning roller coaster, peaks and valleys, up and down. First two games, gangbusters. Last two games, completely lame performances. Four catches for 31, four catches for 24 yards. Going to see a lot of David Long in coverage. He has given up a 70.6 catch rate and a 97.2 passer rating. But, man, I got trust issues with Lockett. I think it's going to be at most four receptions again tonight. And a little early, bonus time, I would also be under on his receiving yards prop, which I believe is at 68.5 right now. So fade or follow, Tyler Lockett, you got to pick him up and put him in your pocket and try to make some cash money and join me on the under 5.5 receptions, or you go in the opposite way again, minus 135 at Caesars.
Just like the folks would be doing out in the sound outside of Seattle, Brad, I think the hook is going to come into play here. So I'm with you on the under, but I've got him right at 5. So I'll be sweating a little bit, pooling up late in the game, I think, with this one, because I agree that I think it'll be somewhat suppressed, but I think he's going to push right up against this number. This is a phenomenal line. I think it is dead on. I think he finishes either 5 or 6. My lean is to the 5, so I'll take the under.
Layer up, Lundy, with that extra usage of Old Spice, because I think it's going to be 4 or 5 right on the dot.
Number 3.
All right, from Tyler Lockett to his compadre there in the wide receiver core of the Seattle Seahawks, DK Metcalf, a man who does freakish things in the offseason during his training with the sideways hurdle jumps, Lundy, and box jumps that are like almost heroic. They're super heroic at what he can achieve athletically. But tonight in the box score, he's going to underwhelm. Give me the under on 74.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. As I mentioned, this Rams secondary giving up a 7.23 YPA, but Sean McVay already came out and said that Jalen Ramsey is going to shadow DK Metcalf in this game. Familiar foes are Metcalf and Ramsey. Now, Ramsey this season, as advertised, has been locked down in coverage. He's given up a 60 flat catch rate, but just 9.0 yards per catch and a 57.9 passer rating to his assignments. In two of the last three meetings between these two foes, Metcalf has gone under, and he's actually gone under in three of his last four in total against Ramsey. So I'm not buying that he's going to get anywhere close to 75 yards. I think this one's probably like a 5-catch 60 to 65 yard effort. Maybe he gets a touchdown. But again, knowing that Ramsey gets inside of his head, I think that psychological card is going to play a major factor in this one. So fade or follow, DK Metcalf under 74.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM.
Well, as any fantasy owner of Metcalf knows, he's been under this number in 3 out of the 4 games this season. He only hit the century mark in that contest on the road up in Minneapolis. So he's been underneath this number. Now you've got Jalen Ramsey. There's so many trends pointing at him to stay underneath this number. I like your call that he's got the potential to splash 6, but I could see that being on a, you know, second goal from the 8, not because he's catching a 50-yard bomb from Russell and then taking it to the house and somehow getting past Ramsey. So I like the idea of this one tucking underneath. It's what he's been doing all season long. I think 5 for about 63, 64 sounds right.
Decaf is definitely going to be on the menu there in Seattle. Stick around for our top picks on Thursday Night Football, plus bonus time in the MLB.
Number 2.
All right, marching on here, Lundy, and let's correlate. Let's synergize. Let's bring it all together here with this one. Russell Wilson. Yeah, Seattle. Yes, you are. Yeah, Brandon Funston. Yeah, we did it. Give me the under on 268.5 pass yards, minus 110 at points bet. Now, this line has tumbled, Lundy, and admittedly, I got this early on. It's something we constantly preach here on the Faith and Noise podcast. When you see a prop and you like it once it surfaces, Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Act and act swiftly and immediately. And that's what I did when it opened at 282.5 on FanDuel. Now, you know, again, shaved, a whopping 14 yards off of that total down to 268.5. And understandably so, because Russell Wilson has been under 268 yards in every matchup against the Rams in his career, Lundy. And in fact, he's only been over 250 in 2 of 11 starts against the Rammies. So, you know, history definitely favoring tucking under in this one. As I mentioned before, the Rams have done a really good job, not spectacular job, just a good job of grounding opposing passing attacks. Russell Wilson this season, number 1 in play action completion percentage, number 2 with a 9.6 YPA. He's been over this number twice against the Tennessee Titans and the Minnesota Vikings, but I think he tucks under here. I think it's right around 250 passing yards for our Dubs tonight. So fade or follow Russell Wilson under 268.5 pass yards, available a points bet at -110.
Well, we liked it at 282. You know,
hell yeah, we did.
Creeping down. It starts creeping down. You start to get a little more nervous. And as Brad just said, right now it's sitting at the total that he has, that's the highest he's ever been against the Rams since the Rams moved to L.A. So this is a total that I will follow. I will stay on the under. But I'll tell you what, in bonus time, Russ is coming back.
Oh, ooh, interessante. Mr. Ciara not going to be loving the platinum hits.
Number 1.
All right, let's move on to the running back position. And this is one of my favorite bets on the board. This is going to be a foreshadow of everything over with this particular individual. Daryl Henderson, not going to focus on rush yards, though I do have a wager on that. I'm going to share that in bonus time as part of a same game parlay that has a handsome payout if all the legs hit. Again, I will share that here coming up. But we're going to zero in on receiving yards here, Lundy, and give me the over at 20.5. Now, this opened at 18.5. Your boy broke out the old sledgehammer and took the over on that. And I still like it at the 20.5 line. -110 at Caesars Sportsbook. You know, Daryl Henderson's gotten more involved as a pass catcher here of late, running anywhere between 15 to 20 routes per game. He's averaging 17.3 touches per game. He has caught 8 balls here the last 2 games combined and has gone over this 20.5 receiving yards mark. And one of the areas where Seattle is most vulnerable is in the short field. They have given up the most receptions to the running back position this season. So I think he's going to coast past this. Hell, Seattle in total has given up 200.8 combined yards per game to the running back position. So I think Daryl Henderson is going to go full beast mode in Marshawn Lynch's old stomping grounds here. This could be like 100 combined yards. This could be like a 25 to 30 receiving yards effort. I think he's going to find the end zone as well. Whether for fantasy or sports betting purposes, he is somebody worth a hefty investment. Do you disagree? Fade or follow Daryl Henderson over 20.5 receiving yards, -110 at Caesars.
Well, it's a good thing that you and I are on the opposite side of the outcome of this game. So at least we started off the pod disagreeing about something, because I got to agree with you on this one as well. I like this one. Obviously, you jumped on it early. You got yourself a little bit of a cushion with that extra yard. But I really like what you're talking about with the combined yardage. Right now, by the way, at DraftKings, the over-under on his total yards, rushing and receiving, is at 90.5. That's the total right now. And you just said you think he's hit triple figures. So I'll throw that out there. By the way, it sits at -115 on either side.
Oh, that is titillating to say the least, Lundy. So let's tickle the old fancy here in bonus time. What else you got? Maybe for Thursday Night Football, maybe on the college gridiron, maybe the Major League Baseball diamond, as we had a breathtaking ending last night to that Dodgers-Cardinals game.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I will tell you, other than the fact that yesterday in bonus time, I said I would take St. Louis +1.5. Oh, so close. Oh, so close. Oh, I thought we were just going to get the single, knock in the run there, bottom of the ninth, it'd be over. No, he had to launch it over the wall, and that unfortunately hurt us there. But we hit on everything else. You and I hit on the strikeout totals on both pitchers in terms of under with Scherzer. We were over on Wainwright. All those things came through. So we're doing pretty good so far with baseball. Let me stick with Thursday Night Football first here real quick. I said Russell Wilson would be coming back. Admittedly, I got this at 20.5. It's up to 22.5. I'm taking the over on Russell Wilson rushing yards. And you might sit back and say, Nate, I don't understand why you would want to do that. Do you know who rushed for 14 yards against the Rams, Brad?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Do you know that Andy Dalton rushed for 13 yards against the Rams? I mean, come on.
Hey, man, those guys are gold medal-worthy Olympians in the 100-meter dash. Let's be real.
Exactly. Usain Bolt is waiting for a matchup against both of those guys. So, look, if Brady, who has the mobility of the statue out in front of your favorite football stadium, can get to 14, like I said, I took Russ earlier this week at 20.5. It's now up to 22.5. I still probably would take the over in the rushing yards, in part because I'm correlating with what Brad and I were talking about a minute ago about him going under in passing yards. The other one that I like, I'm going to take the over on longest reception for Cooper Kupp. It sits at 25.5. Here's why I'm doing it. Longest reception against the Cardinals, 35. Against the Colts, 44. Against the Bears, 56. The only time he missed this number was against Tampa, and he was pushed right up against it at 22. I think he's going to get a long reception at some point in this contest because that's just what Cooper Kupp does. So I'm going to take that one at over 25.5. And then for baseball tonight, with Tampa at home, Boston coming off of the very emotional win over the Yankees where they took care of business. This is kind of an off-the-beaten-path one, but I'm going to take Tampa's total runs in the first five innings over 2.5. I don't know why. I just feel like the Rays are going to be able to get to Eduardo Rodriguez. And I think if that happens, I could see them getting past the 3-run mark by the time we hit the end of the fifth inning. So give me the over on 2.5 runs for the Rays in the first five.
I think that's a fantastic call. I'm going to work in a little MLB action too on the matinee game. So if you listen to this podcast early enough and can get in on it, give me the under on Lance Lynn, 4.5 strikeouts against the Stros. Houston consistently one of the best teams applying bat to ball this entire MLB season over the last 30 days. I believe they had the second lowest K rate of any team in the bigs. And I know Lynn went over in his only matchup against him earlier this year, but as we've seen, now it's not a single game elimination format here, but as we've seen, a lot of these managers are piecing together and giving their starting pitchers a very short leash. Would not be at all surprised if that is indeed the case for Lance Lynn there on the road. So give me the under 4.5 strikeouts at -110. All right, let's have some fun. Let's just get silly with the sauce here. I've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 leggers, same game parlay. I put this together at DraftKings, and they've got a special going on right now, Lundy, where if you opt in on any same game parlay of at least 3 legs in the NFL, they are boosting it by 25%. So I used that boost on this bet, and here it is. Give me Seattle +7.5. Give me Daryl Henderson for an anytime touchdown. Give me Daryl Henderson over 59.5 rush yards. Give me Daryl Henderson 2 or more receptions. And, your boy with the cup check. Give me the over on Cooper Kupp, 69.5 receiving yards. All of those hit. That is a cool +937. Again, with that 25% odds boost. You like them nachos, don't you?
Ooh, that is, that's a tasty pile of nachos. You got some extra jalapenos on that one.
Yeah, quite spicy, to say the least. And that is a wrap on this edition. Oh, by the way, if you missed the broadcast yesterday, before we get out of here, Alex Collins, remember I told you to get in early because of the Chris Carson neck injury? It was +280 on an anytime touchdown. It is now down to +100, and we'll see if Carson go tonight. Still liking it plus odds, and I still love me the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. Laying the chalk. I got it at -20. Still locked in on that if you want some additional action to satisfy your sports betting itch. Now that's a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this broadcast. Helps us out tremendously. Best of luck at your bets tonight. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.